coming up, Keke Palmer's baby daddy and Jonah Hill. Are they justified or are they big tripping? Let's talk about it. Hit the music. Podcast time. My name is Al.
My name is Michaela.
And welcome to the Why You. Podcast. Good job, Kayla.
I was running out of breath.
You had it, though.
I was running out of breath.
Welcome again, everybody, to the Why You podcast, the number one podcast for people who persevere through everything.
Yes.
And if you are listening to this today, that is you.
Yes.
So.
I came in loud.
You did. Before we get into all the stuff that we want to talk about today, we are recording this on Tuesday, and it is the day before Michaela is having knee surgery. Yep. The doctor's going to go in there and repair that manica. That manica.
Yes.
The meniscus. And
I'm having a completely torn meniscus.
Complete tear.
Everybody be like, well, how did you do that?
Like,
it's a series of events, like the show, movie, book.
Life just happened.
Right.
So we had been, last week we were preparing to go into surgery then, and then insurance decided, you know what, we're going to mess that up a little bit, because you got two of these, and one of these got your name at the top, and the other one don't, so we won't take that one.
Then we don't take that one. Then we got that fixed, and then they had scheduled it for Monday.
Right.
But then they had found out that the company that has the tools that my doctor needs for the surgery, they don't, they're not open on Monday, so then they had to move it over to Wednesday.
Yep, they said, you want to do what on Monday? Not today. So we wanted, since we didn't get a chance to do the show last week, time got away from us.
Yeah.
We want to sit down and do this before we go into surgery tomorrow morning. 8:30. I'm gonna get this one out so y'all can hear it. If you're checking this out on Wednesday, July 12th, please send your prayers. And if you want to assist and donate to us, let us know. You'll be able to send a donation.
We appreciate those. As y'all know, I'll be out for a little bit. And as a hairstylist, if we ain't, you know,
we don't work, we don't get paid.
Yeah, he said it.
That's how I say to my interviews. I'd be like, well, when it rain, if we don't work, we don't get paid.
Right.
So, yeah.
But I'm still going to be selling my hair products and stuff like that. So if you, you know, want some of my good old Mickey Styles products, give me a holler after my surgery. Give me time to package it up and send it out and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, you package it up, you give it to me, I'll drop it off at the post office. I'll be your courier man. I'll be your postman, you know, dropping off the baggage.
Childish.
Oh, my God.
Put you on the payroll.
Well, you know, you pay me. You feed me. You take care of me. So, it's
now
all good.
Now it's your turn.
I'm just joking.
I got my bill that AD gave me.
I'm telling you right now, you take that bell out and you ring it at me.
Ring my bell.
I'm flinging it in the backyard, and I'm going to have you try to go get it.
No, I'm going to ring my bell.
I'm going to ring your bell. I'm going to knock you upside your head if you ring that stupid little bell. You better not.
First of all, you will not lay hands on me. That will never happen. And I'm going to still ring that bell.
Okay. Get your feelings hurt then. So anyway, we want to talk about the situations that happen with some celebrities in their relationships. And we wanted to kind of bounce some stuff off of each other and see how we felt about it.
Right. Okay, so this is what started it all.
What started?
Okay, so. Stop. Kiki.
I'm sorry. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
Oh.
You said, okay, so. And I was like, so.
Oh, I thought you said stop. That's why I was like, what? Kiki Palmer had a night out in Vegas with mm-hmm. her friends. It was a mama's night out, okay? Because we deserve a night out.
Yes.
We do a lot.
Yes.
They were at the Usher Experience.
The Usher Experience.
The concert in his residency.
Residency.
Where is that? What hotel?
I don't know.
Okay. At one of them hotels in Vegas that he has his residency at, right?
Residency.
She had her cute little outfit on and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? She's showcasing her curves and her body and her mm-hmm. her cheeks were
had
out
the,
a little,
had the little
bit,
booty
but it was covered.
Out.
But it was out, but it was covered.
Thinly veiled
it
booty.
It was a concert, okay?
It was a,
she was enjoying herself.
It's a booty hole.
What?
Anyway.
Anyway, so a video had came out of her getting serenaded by Usher because it's the Usher Experience. He gonna serenade somebody.
He gonna give
Do
you
Do y'all
that
listen
experience.
To his music? It's Usher. Okay. He presents himself as a sex symbol. Y'all know that. Okay.
50-year-old man with his chest out.
That video had came out. So Kiki Palmer's boyfriend posted after that video had came out and was like, it's the outfit though. That you a mom. Now, first when I read it, I was thinking he's being sarcastic because they joke a lot and they really jokey.
Mm-hmm.
But then after I saw the next thing, I was like, oh, he's serious. And so he said, we live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase booty cheeks to
booty
please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is.
Mm.
This is my family and my representation.
Mm.
I have standards and morals to what I believe. I rest my case. Okay, first of all.
I read my case.
Okay, I'm going to say, I understand where he was coming from.
If
he was the type that, or if she was the type where she wasn't in this limelight and position.
Right.
Because I've seen another post that he had in the past of him videotaping her when she was getting ready for an interview. And the outfit she wore was like a cheetah print outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And she was clapping them cheeks. And he posted it. So how can you go back and be like, yeah, you know, my woman ain't supposed to showcase her cheeks and blah, blah, blah. And then, but you did this in the past. You know, showcasing mm-hmm. her, but now because she getting serenaded by Usher, you got a problem. So that's the part that's a little iffy.
Uh-huh.
Also,
okay,
don't bash your girlfriend to the public.
Yep.
Talking about you a mom. So now you're demeaning her character as a mom because of the outfit that she wore on her girls' night out with her friends to a concert. That mm-hmm. Usher is singing to her, which mm-hmm. he's being a performer. Usher don't want your lady.
Nope.
Okay. Kiki Palmer is beautiful, but he's also a performer. He's putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he's a performer. And both of y'all, because he's an actor too, her boyfriend. So both of y'all are in this community. Oh, you didn't know that?
I ain't know that.
He's the little brother to Dro from Insecure.
That's funny.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense because he insecure.
That's funny.
So
both of y'all are in this what you call it? What I was about to say.
Entertainment.
Community. Yeah.
Industry.
Entertainment industry. So you know how the industry is. So then for you to go on public, I was about to say national TV.
National.
On a public platform and body shame your lady, that's showing that you got insecurities and then y'all got issues within the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you had an issue with it, you didn't have to bring the world into it. You could have just addressed her when she got back home from her trip.
Right.
But then you just gonna put this out on Front Street like this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Kayla just went on a rant. And you know what? I absolutely respect it. Because here's my thing. I agree 100% with you. When you are in the industry, people are going to take video of you. And they're going to put it up. And Usher is a performer, like you said. He's going to go around and he's going to sing to certain people. And he's looking for people to get like a real reaction from.
Right.
Keke Palmer is one of the most expressive people you can come across.
Right.
So why not go over and sing to her and get that reaction, because it gets everybody else involved in what he's doing.
Which is why he made that joke after that. He's like, am I trending yet? Usher knows what's up.
He knows what he's doing. But then for, what's his name?
Darius,
to then get on social media and show his insecurities instead of like pulling, first of all, therapy needs to be involved with that, because if you have someone who's beautiful, and it's going to sound, maybe it's going to sound controversial, but like someone who is beautiful and they go out and they take pictures of their outfit and they post it and you feel some type of way about it, it kind of sucks to say this, but you shouldn't have gotten with somebody that's beautiful. That's just me and my mindset. Like, you're gonna have people push up on your lady or your man, if you know your whatever your circumstances are, you're gonna have that happen. If your relationship is secure, y'all are strong, you don't have to worry about anything happening.
Right.
But, you know, Usher maybe has a reputation in the industry. I mean, we joked about it long time ago about a story about Usher's alleged stuff. His
that wasn't even true, though.
His herp-a-derp. But, like, maybe he has a reputation, and he... Darius fed into that, and he's like trying to shame his lady into changing who she is. And I'm gonna say this, and really what I'm about to say is gonna tie to both of these things that we're gonna talk about. But sometimes, and it's not just men that do this, but it is a majority of men that do this. They get with these high energy, big personality women because that's what drew them in, right? They have big personalities, they're outgoing, they the way that they dress is, you know, they're showing the world like, this is who I am. They're proud of that. These men get with them and then they start immediately trying to change who the woman is. So Darius thinks in his mind, oh, well, you're a mom. Well, what made you fall in love with her in the first place?
Right.
So now all of a sudden she's got to change that because of what she's wearing and because she's a mom. Like, sometimes we fall into these things where a man will try to change his woman. And then when she changes and now she's unrecognizable to what he fell in love with, then he's gone,
right?
Or he's messing around, and then the woman is left like, I changed everything about who I am for him because that's what he wanted. Then he started stepping out with a woman who was exactly how I used to be back in the day. So what is it that you want from me? You don't want to share me with the world in any capacity, and then now you're messing around. So the whole situation.
Who messing around?
I'm just, that's in my scenario that I just made.
Okay.
Look at you. Who messing like, around? Wait a minute.
What did I miss?
What did I just miss? Who messing around? It better not be you. It better not be you.
But the thing is, like, he knew she was outgoing when they first started dating and stuff. Because, like, in a past interview, you know, she was saying how, like, the way they got together, like, basically she was, like, the one who approached him. Because they was at a party, and she already knew his brother. What's his name? Saronis?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. Like, his name on Insecure was Drove, but I think his real name is, like, Saronis Jackson or something like that. And so when she found out that was his little brother, she was like, you know, basically, like, you know, what's up with your brother? Like, he cute. Like, and he was basically like, you know, go talk to him. Go shoot your shot. And, like, the brother was shy, basically, so... You know, Kiki was the one that approached him. And so you knew she was already like have a outgoing personality. Mm-hmm. You can't like dim that down if you already know how she is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
but
that's something y'all should have addressed at home and behind closed doors. Cause now you done introduced the world into what issues y'all may have going on.
Right.
Because you feel the way you feel. And then now, like with the backlash of it, like people are now like, I love how unbothered she is about it. Cause she's still out here getting her money. Cause she's still booked and busy.
Right.
But other men who may feel like how he feel, now they are in the comments on some, now she feeding into it. She's being petty. She's not respecting his boundaries, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're trying to villainize her, which I don't like.
Happens all the time. There's this idea that men have to humble bold women. And I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the ideology of it because I don't understand it. But it happens way more than it should. And the men who end up trying to back Darius,
mm-hmm,
do the same things and then wonder why their relationships don't work. Well, they don't work because you are trying to change the essence of the woman that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to grow from that is to understand that you need to get out of that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't fall in love with these outgoing women and then try to cage them up. Like, literally cage them up.
Right.
Or what some guys will do is I don't want to say they'll purposefully get a woman pregnant, but some of them do.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say, well, I'll trap her and then she'll be stuck and she won't be able to go out nowhere. It's like,
controlling.
Yeah, it is a control thing. And that is not at all how it needs to be. But I think there's like an underlying unspoken thing where like relationships aren't as important anymore and people do mess around and all that. And it's the way it's portrayed in maybe like social media or on TV or whatever. So then
joke to people sometimes.
Huh?
I say like a joke to people sometimes.
Yeah. And it's like, I get that. But if you really get to know the person that you're with, you would know that they're not going to do anything to hurt you if you really know them.
Mm-hmm.
If you are just with someone, if you're just with someone.
If you with some with. I'm listening.
If you're just with someone and you already know the type of person that they are and that they will end up hurting you because that's the vibe. You get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't invest anymore. Don't go beyond that point because you're only setting yourself up for failure. Which then leads us to this whole circumstance that happened with Jonah Hill and his ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And it's this underlying thing that just, okay,
I was about to say, for the people who don't know what's going on with that, bring that up to the forefront.
Yes. So
everybody tripping, get it together.
So last week, Jonah Hill's ex-girlfriend, Sarah Brady, publicly accused him of emotional abuse. Now, Sarah Brady is a famous surfer, and I didn't know who she was until this whole thing came out.
I didn't either. I was like, she kind of Tom Brady.
You sure did. And then I didn't even know Jonah Hill had a girlfriend, but I don't be paying attention to these people like that. Like, I won't watch them in their movie.
How long were they together?
I don't know if it says. Here it goes. They were together for about a year before they parted ways.
Okay.
But so I'll read a little bit more from this, and this is from BuzzFeed News. Ooh, BuzzFeed. Anyway, she went on her Instagram stories, and she shared multiple screenshots of text messages between her and Jonah. And pretty much it was saying that Jonah asked her to remove any photos or videos of herself surfing that showed her ass in a thong. And then the worst part of it is that she even, in one of the pictures that she shared, she took a screenshot of a reaction that Jonah had of her surfing and sent it to him and was like, it's kind of crazy how someone who reacted initially like this to one of my posts is now telling me that there is a boundary. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna read a little bit of it. So on in the story, it's like, this is a warning to all girls. If your partner is talking to you like this, make an exit plan. Love y'all. Call me if you need an ear. So it starts at all the posts I removed from my page. It says, good start. You don't seem to get it, but it's not my place to teach you. I've made my boundaries clear. You refuse to let go of some of them and made that clear. I hope it makes you happy. And then, let's see, I'll keep reading some more. The screenshots then showed Sarah seemingly complying and telling Jonah that she removed 3 photos from her Instagram page, but not her best surfing video. Instead, she appeared to offer to change the cover image to the clip, which Jonah allegedly replied, yes, one that isn't of your ass in a thong. The video in question saw Sarah wearing a one-piece bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
So the text goes, yes, that isn't one of your ass in a thong. And she said, not a thong, but K. And then he said, as far as other pictures, you in a bathing suit surfing or not. So pretty much anything of her in a bathing suit, he wanted off of social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had reacted to the not a thong, but K, and it said, I'm done. There's tons. I'm just going back the past month. You want to argue and I don't. So pretty much
that's
it
what
was.
He said.
That's what he said. That's what he said. But it pretty much it was like, he's saying, take it down. She is speaking back, mm-hmm. and he's taking it as, you want to argue with me, and
right.
that's not what it is. And then...
even then, she's like, okay, I'm doing what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's even, like, I can't even, right. I ain't even going to speak on it, but okay.
So then she said, you're done, what does that mean? And he said, I'm just over-explaining myself. There's another one. This is a long one that he said. So he said, plain and simple, if you need surfing with men, boundary-less inappropriate friendships with men, to model, to post pictures of yourself in a bathing suit, to post sexual pictures, friendships with women who are in unstable places, and from your wild recent past beyond getting a lunch or coffee or something respectful, I'm not the right partner for you. If these things bring you to a place of happiness, I support it, and there will be no hard feelings. These are my boundaries for romantic partnerships. My boundaries with you based on the ways these actions have hurt our trust. Now, my thing is, okay, surfing with men, so really just any being around another man, is
an issue for
an
him.
Issue. And then boundaryless inappropriate friendships with men, so having any type of friendship with another guy,
basically all her friendships got to be friendships with a girl that's married, and well, not married, but with somebody who's in stable relationships or stable mind frames and blah blah blah.
Which,
and it can't be no men.
aren't we all just trying to figure shit out? Like, when are we ever actually stable?
Because
mm-hmm. everybody can appear stable and then come to find out they're just out here winging it like the rest of us, you know? But the whole thing is about, when he talks about boundaries, it's like he throws this word around as if it's supposed to really mean something. Like, if it was coming from a real place, if they had issues where there was some cheating involved and they tried to work it out, maybe I can understand that. Maybe. But even
That's why I keep laughing and shaking my head.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you. And then I'll say my point.
Even then, you're just throwing around buzzwords to make it seem like she's in the wrong when you're just insecure with yourself.
Right.
That's all that is. and you're trying to dim her shine because she's still going to shine brighter than you because you're a dull person. And that intimidates you. That makes you feel less than. So anyway.
But that's why I was laughing and shaking my head, because I remember like when you first was reading it to me and I was like, did she just become a surfer after they was dating, or was she a surfer when they started dating?
She was a surfer when they started dating.
And that's the part
dating.
I didn't understand, because it's like, okay, you knew she was a surfer when y'all started dating. You knew she was going to be dressing like this.
Yep.
You knew who she was going to be around. So why all of a sudden now that y'all together, you got an issue with it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you going to tell a surfer to take down videos of her being a surfer? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, they're going to wear certain outfits
yeah.
to be in the water. It's a water sport.
Yeah.
It's a water activity. Yeah, she's going to be surfing with other guys. There are men and women who are surfers.
Yeah.
Like, you want her to like blur it out or something like that when she's next to, you know, a guy taking a photo that's another surfer? Like, that makes no sense.
Yep.
Like, what if it the tables were turned and she would be like, you know, you can't be in other movies with women. Like, you played a whole love interest with Lauren London
yep.
just in a movie recently where y'all had to kiss.
Yep.
Like, what if she had an issue with that? So now you can't even be next to somebody on the water.
They ain't even,
like, that don't make sense.
They ain't even kissing that movie.
Yeah, they did once.
They did?
Yeah.
But when they got married, they ain't kissed. They just put a black, they edited it. They didn't kiss. But the worst part is that, like, he, not only was he doing that, but he was telling her she couldn't take brand deals. She
like,
had to turn down
with
jobs.
My money?
And it's like,
why am I turning down jobs? Because you're insecure.
Exactly.
Well, like, he thought somebody was being shiesty and, you know, oh, this guy's out to get you, so you shouldn't take this deal. Like, this is stupid.
It's bad. And then the worst part is, while I was pulling that up, as soon as I go back to it, it goes away. Of course it does. Mm. It just makes me
Internet.
Frustrated. So, about 4 hours ago,
well,
or research. No, this was 2 days ago, but the person that shared it had reposted it 4 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an actress by the name of Alexa Nicholas. She was apparently on the show Zoe 101. I don't really recall.
Watch, Zoe 101, but yeah. I can't remember which girl this was.
Yeah. Alexa Nicholas.
Let me look at it.
So I can, because I'm going to read these while you look up, you know, who she is. But she posted, after reading Sarah Brady's admirable post about Jonah Hill, I just got to say, when I was 16, I got invited to a house party at Justin Long's house where he was living with some lame predator actor from CSI Miami. I'll look up the name later and find him.
I remember her face now. It was her right there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Jonah Hill seemed to have his eyes on me because at one point I wanted a cigarette. And he said he had one in his car right outside. Didn't seem like too much of an effort, so I trusted him. I went outside, and he grabbed the cigs from his front seat. Jonah didn't hand me the cig, which I thought was weird. And then as we walked back to the door, I asked him for it, and he said nothing, but slammed me to the door and shoved his tongue down my throat.
Mm-mm.
I was so appalled, I pushed him off me and ran inside. So, again, weird people do weird things.
So this all makes sense. So he acting like that towards his, well, now ex-girlfriend, because he thinking other people are going to do the same thing he's been doing to other people.
Yep.
That predatory behavior.
Yep. Isn't that just typical?
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's like you want to try to control someone because you're afraid that they're going to do you like you've done to other people. You're projecting your insecurities onto someone else. Like, at which point do we ever really start trying to heal from the things that we've been through?
Because they ain't talking about it. They ain't going to therapy about it then.
True.
Or talking to somebody about it.
Or at least, like, some people will go to therapy and then do absolutely none of the work that comes from it. It's just because a lot of people can talk about, they can talk about their stuff, but then what does actually doing the work mean? You know, how right. does confronting those things, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. And they could be given all the tools and be like, nah, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. And then just stop trying. So the problem is not being self accountable for our actions right. and just make it seem like everybody is out to hurt me. That's not what it is. It ain't. But again, Kayla.
Yes.
Why do you, what would you say is like the biggest thing out of all, both of these situations that we talked about? Like, what's the biggest thing that you can take from it?
The insecurities both of those men have in those situations, because a secure man wouldn't be having behavior like that, wouldn't mm-hmm. be doing the things like that. Like, I remember when that stuff first happened with Kiki. And I had asked you, I was like, would you, you know, well, I know you wouldn't. I just want to see your reaction. I was like, would you even react like that if I, you know, went on a girl's night and was out there in Vegas like that? I was like, if I had the body like Kiki do and I wore that outfit, how would you react?
I wouldn't. I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You and I talk. And like a little bit, I'd be like, damn, Usher, get up off my woman. But I wouldn't make you feel bad because you're out having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't have like a full girls' night. I don't know how to describe it, but like, you've gone out
right
with your friends, had food, had drinks. I just wanted to make sure you were good.
Mm-hmm.
So like, just a check in. Hey, I'm not in a ditch.
Right.
That's all I care about.
I'm alive.
Like, I ain't been snatched. I'm good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But like, people coming up and talking to you, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. I have to trust you.
Exactly.
To know that nothing is going to come from it. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, dudes are going to be dudes. They're going to try. They're going to see where you're at. Oh, you married? You happy? Yeah, I'm happy. What do you want? I'm here with my friends. But.
And that was a whole Usher experience.
Yeah. But with me and you, I know that I actually put in the work for us to work. You put in the work for us to work. So, yeah.
And you're secure.
I am.
So it's like we have secure communication. So it's like we know, you know, ain't nothing crazy about to happen.
Right.
And we joke about a lot of things.
We do.
I would text right after and be like, babe, Usher just serenaded me. I got like, what?
You got the picture? I'm going to sit there. I'm going to make this face like, right. I mean, it's cool, but he ain't have to hook up on her like that. Like, I get it. All right, Mr. Raymond, I understand. but then it'd be like something that we could always go back to and right. have jokes about.
Right.
But never would I feel like.
You'd be like, you remember that time Usher tried to take my girl?
Be like, remember that time Usher just walked in, put his thing on your shoulder, and you was like, what? It's like, that's not what happened. Be like, I know, I'm just pulling your chain.
People embellish stuff.
Right. But like, I feel like men just feel like because we are damaged, we don't have to do anything different. We put everything on the women.
They could have easily talked about that at home, though.
They could have
to make that a big deal for the world to basically bash him like that. Because
right.
everybody's basically giving him love recently for, you know, showing love to Kiki and they being young parents and,
mm-hmm.
you know, out here thriving. And then, boom, he go do this. And
yep.
now everybody hopped off his bandwagon. Now they was like, nah, we ain't supporters of you.
Internet dunked on him so hard, he had to delete some social media.
Right.
And then, I think on his Instagram, I don't know if it's still active, but he deleted any mention of Kiki. And it's like,
did they break up?
Maybe. Oh. Someone had said that maybe they broke up before the concert, and then he's deciding, oh, I'm hurt, I'm gonna say some stuff and try to rile you up. And all
it
she
must have had just happened if they broke up before it,
right?
Because it was like just last week he posted something about it, and even I had commented on there. I was like, oh, supporting Kiki, da da da. And then boom, this happened. I was like, oh.
It's like, do I need to go delete
Maybe I need to go delete my support.
But like, men, fellas, those of you that are listening, we got to do the work.
You got to.
You have to. It's hard to trust. I 100% get that.
Right.
There's only a handful of people I trust. And sometimes that, even that circle gets smaller as I get older. But if you can't trust your lady, then there's a lot of things wrong. And I'm not saying it's all your fault. There are some circumstances where there are some ain't shit women out there. That is 100% true.
Right.
You just have to get to a point when you know you got a real one that's going to stand 10 toes down with you.
Hold on.
You are not going to project your insecurities onto them. You got to let that go.
Facts.
You got to go talk to somebody. And women, if you're in a similar situation where, you know, you have a guy and he's outgoing and women are going to flock to him and be all over him and all that jazz. If he loves you and you know that he's not going to do anything, don't try to change him because you're insecure about it. Just, you know, talk about it. This is something that makes me feel some type of way.
Right.
Let's get to the root of why you feel that way instead of trying to change the person that you're with.
Ooh, big facts. And like with these situations that happen, that got me to like thinking, like, what are like touchy subjects that you talk about in relationships? Because both of those things are touchy subjects. And then both of those issues deal with basically body image.
Yes.
Like, and in that particular situation, well, both of those, the men felt like their women shouldn't be, you know, showing certain things.
Right.
Which I get that, like, you know, sometimes leave things to the
imagination,
right? But also there's two sides to that, because in their situations they're already in the forefront. They're entertainers.
Yeah.
And for the other one, she's a surfer. So that's, you know, basically her job. Her job is to, you know, surf, and they wear certain things.
Yeah.
But like, so that's one of the things too, like body image. That's a touchy subject. Speaking on a woman's body or a man's body, that can be touchy.
Yeah.
So like, what's your I guess, you know, not ideas, or like, what's your perspective on like body image being touchy, talking about it in a relationship?
So I feel like anytime the topic of body image comes up, it 100% has to be handled with care. I was going to call it like
fragile
kids gloves, but it's not that. It is fragile because everyone, truthfully, has body issues, like body image issues. And it's because of there's this perception of how everybody should be. So as a man commenting on a woman's body, because, you know, like with Sarah Brady, she's a surfer. And I was thinking of this. If sometimes surfers wear bodysuits, but it may be restrictive to the way that she surfs. So you're focused on her clothing, but she's not out here surfing naked. So she's still leaving enough to the imagination.
Right.
But Jonah Hill used to always be the heavy set kid that didn't get that attention. And then when he started losing weight, and I guess started growing in the facial hair and all of that, people's perspective of him changed. But he's still that heavy set kid that got ignored and didn't get girlfriends or whatever the circumstances was. So if he still feels that way and she is a model type, he's going to feel threatened by that. Instead of talking about it, he just throws out boundaries. The word
boundaries. Right.
So in that instance, he needed to have a conversation with her, a real one, not just saying the way that you dress makes me feel some type of way.
Right.
No, it should be, I got bullied as a kid. Everybody used to make fun of me because people used to laugh at me because I was a fat kid. And someone who is seemingly more attractive, and I'm saying seemingly because if you look at the two of them, she's more attractive than he is. I'm just I'm not trying to dump on the guy. Mm-hmm. But why does her beauty and her body make me feel insecure within myself?
Right.
Did someone who used to look like that make fun of him when he tried to approach her? Maybe. Yep. So now he's trying to control the situation. And then you look at the flip side with the other situation. Sometimes we're just hot and cold, you know? But for them, they could have talked about that at home.
Right. Now, well, I'm not even talking about just them. I'm just talking about relationships in general.
No, I know. I'm using those two as examples as an example. Before bringing it back to like us.
Yeah.
So like me, okay, you know what my body image issues are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the medicine that I've been on, I've been losing weight steadily ever since I've been on it. But I still feel like the heavier me in my head. So I don't accept, what's the word? I don't accept
compliments,
no matter what anybody says, because I'm still like, oh, I still got this, or I just see myself differently.
Right.
But
up until the other day when you actually looked in the mirror and you noticed it.
Right.
Like, finally.
And then the next day I was like, it. I feel a little bloated. My stomach's sticking out a little bit. But I don't make comments on your body. And when you do, I try to change not the narrative, but I try to show you where I see your beauty. Mm-hmm. And when, like, where you don't see it and I see it, I try to heighten those things.
Right. Because it is a touchy subject because I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
So I know I super critique myself and the things I want to change and the stuff that's holding me back. So that's why I'm trying to do all the work now to help me. So that I can lose the weight that I want to lose.
Right.
Without having all these knee ailments and back ailments and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
But I don't stop what I'm doing to make a comment on your body. Because that would be detrimental to you and your mental health. And I'm not even thinking in that mindset. My mindset is boosting you up so that you don't get discouraged with everything that you have going on. Mm-hmm. But that's because you and I have been together and we communicate, but we don't sit and talk about each other's bodies like that.
Right.
And I think go ahead.
Because if we bring it back around to, you know, the situation that we were talking about earlier, like, okay, for instance, so Kiki just had a baby, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, now she feels like, okay, my body's a lot fuller now and it's, you know, got my curves, so now I want to show that more. And who's to say she didn't have body issues before because she may have not been the size that she wanted to be. Now she's ready to flaunt it. But now you got your dude out here saying, you a mom, why are you showing your body like this?
Yeah.
That could do something to her too.
Exactly.
But I mean, she's not showing that to the world. She's still pushing on and she's still like, ooh, yeah. I got this going on. I got my album out. I'm just pushing mm-hmm. this. I'm hosting this. I'm living my best life.
But behind closed doors,
that could have, issue with her in her head mm-hmm. with what he just said. People mm-hmm. got to watch how they, you know, say things to people.
Exactly.
You just never know.
Exactly. And if he felt how he felt, a phone call after the concert.
Right. Hey, babe.
Get on that FaceTime.
Babe.
Or wait till she got home. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it then.
Right. Okay. Do you have any subjects that you want to bring up that could be like touchy for relationships?
I know money is typically a touchy subject.
Yeah, definitely finances. People tiptoe around finances sometimes.
I would also say in some instances, sex can be touchy mm-hmm. because if one side is not as experienced and the other side is, there's going to be insecurities there.
Yeah.
Or like, what's another thing when it comes to like, I don't know how to say it, but essentially like if the guy feels inadequate in any kind of way, when it comes to the package, that is a conversation to be had,
mm-hmm.
but
often, but sometimes people don't know how to approach it.
Exactly. It's like sometimes we don't know how to just say it and then we talk about it. But I think if people in any of these, it not issues, but any of these topics that we're bringing up, if they feel nervous about it, try bringing it up. Mm-hmm. And if the reaction from your partner is like dismissive, or they kind of join in on making you feel more inadequate, that might not be the person for you.
Yeah, it's hard for people to talk about like commitment.
Commitment.
Talking about kids.
Yeah.
If they want kids, if they already have kids, how to merge that together.
Mm-hmm.
Health stuff.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to, we were talking about this the other day, sometimes like we both hard-headed about stuff. Very. And that can be a touchy subject.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, trying to make sure that your person is okay and trying to make sure that they have everything they need, or making sure they don't overdo stuff.
Right.
That be a touchy subject. And then people start nitpicking and fighting and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
That could lead to a big blow up.
Exactly.
All this touchy things.
But I think if with any of these, if everyone doesn't try to come into it with their guards all the way up, there would be actual like dialogue. But everybody is defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. I don't want to say it like that. But like
a lot of people are.
Yes, a lot of people are. They come in with their guards up because they are expecting to get hurt. And then when they don't get hurt in that situation, they're like, okay, I can let down my guard a little bit. We can have these conversations.
Right. And you got to pick the right time to do it.
Yeah.
You got to choose the right time to say stuff. Because if you're saying stuff when you're already in a heightened situation, that's not going to help it.
Yes.
You got to kind of like be calm in saying it. Be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen to the person. I've learned that. Listen.
Listen.
Don't listen to respond. Hear them out first. Then say your piece. You know? And don't come in defensive when it's time for you to say your piece.
Yes.
Because that's not going to help either. You know?
Exactly. It's communication.
The key.
But not only that, but a willingness to understand where the other person is coming from and to not make them feel less than or inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
Because like with my body image, I feel inadequate. And if you and I, like I bring up to you some of the things that I'm feeling and you add in on that, all that's going to do is shut me down even more. Or like, I'll say something I don't understand. And I would have made it very clear what I'm saying. And it is a choice because you see differently where like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, you're choosing not to understand me at this point. You're telling me that what I feel is wrong. And you're not helping me verify that my feelings may be valid because that's how I feel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say any touchy subject, just try to go into it with some understanding and not be so guarded.
Give up the need to be right.
Yes. Oh my God.
We know that's hard for everybody, including me.
Not everybody. Like, it's okay to be wrong. It is. Like, why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? I've been listening. I've been listening to Hamilton.
Okay,
again.
I was about to say that.
I've been on that kick, but it is like if you feel like you're always right, how do you learn? Why do you go into every situation like this is what I know? Somebody has something that's a step higher than you that could teach you something. No, I don't believe what you're saying. What I know is the facts.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't. It is not. Yes, Kayla. Give up give up the need to be right. And give up the whole idea that you got to win an argument. This ain't debate.
Right.
This ain't no national championship of debate. This is a conversation between you and your partner. Y'all are coming to a place of understanding, not a notch in the win column. Because what do you win?
Right.
What you're going to end up winning is singlehood.
No.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying is right.
I get it.
But you, yeah. But there needs to be a little bit more focus on making solid and healthy relationships. All right, lady producer.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm tired. I'm ready to get some rest now. Yep. Gotta wake up early.
Gotta wake up early in the morning. So before we go, you know we gotta do our thing. It is now time for the weekly motivation to get everybody through the rest of this week. So my dear, is there anything that you would like to tell the people before we shut it down?
Is there? You know there is.
I mean, yeah.
You just send it up.
I have to every time.
Weekly motivation. Just be grateful for the people that you have in your life, the village and stuff like that. Because I appreciate the village that I have. Just last week, my parents came into town to visit. And this is their first time seeing our new place. They was able to stay here, which we definitely enjoyed. The fact that, you know, we finally have space now to have family as a guest in a guest room feels good, you know. And it was good to see them before I have to go into surgery and spend some time with them. And my mom cooked and put stuff in the freezer and fridge for us and stuff. And I appreciate that wholeheartedly. Appreciate it. My church family who be, you know, sending stuff and food and stuff like that. And other family and friends who've been sending food and gift cards and stuff like that here and there. And people sending, you know, donations and stuff. Since, you know, I'll be off during this time. And we went from a 2-income household to a 1. So I definitely appreciate the, what is ticking? I definitely appreciate the village that I have around us, and so I appreciate it a whole lot. So definitely don't take stuff like that for granted, because you never really know how much you have until you have a situation that allows you to kind of fall back on other people, which is, it's hard to do, especially if you're like a person who's always about getting things done yourself and you got to fall back on other people. They always assure you that it's fine to call on them and to call them like when you need them. But, you know, to actually do that is tough, but it's a great thing to have. It's a great safety net to have. So appreciate that around you.
That was good. 'Cause it's true.
Right. Oh, and one more thing. Because you're my bodyguard, my protector, my husband, my confidant, my therapist, my everything, all that stuff. I appreciate everything you do and everything you do for the family, for me and AD. But when it's times like this, like, I'm always like looking for you, because like you just bring me that peace. And so sometimes when I do, if I do appear clingy during times like this, it's because like you're my person. So like I need you in those times, and I appreciate like the blanket you put around me with your arms and your love to like keep me calm during moments, you know, like this. So I love you, baby.
I know you was,
and I appreciate it.
Hit me with one of those. I would have been more prepared.
What's that?
Well, thank you, baby. I really do appreciate that. Like, because, you know, I've always wanted to create a safe space for you and to continue to create that space. So during this time of recovery, you know, just always being mindful of, yes, I gotta work. I gotta make sure stuff comes in so everything can get taken care of. But what has to get taken care of the most is the emotional aspect and the mental. And just making sure I'm talking with you and letting you know that you're not alone. So I will do my best to continue to do that for you. I just want to piggyback off of what you said. Like I mentioned before, that it's hard to trust people. It is. Sometimes people come into your life and they have an agenda. But you always find out who is really there for you when the rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. So when you get hurt or you go down, you get sick, the people that reach out to you, donate something, bring you a dish so that you don't have to worry about how you're going to eat. It shows how those people are really there for you and just trusting the fact that they are there for you. So community and, you know, the village, there has been over time that has gotten lost, the sense of community and taking care of the people within it. So when you do have those types of people that want to take care of you, embrace it.
Right.
And not feel like, oh, no, I'm fine. It's okay not to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to be not 100%.
Right.
And let everyone else lift you up in those moments. It is a lesson that the both of us have had to learn recently,
mm-hmm.
and just how important we are into other people's lives. So just accepting that and knowing that we don't have to do it all. We can take breaks.
Right.
We can let people boost us up when we're down. And everybody has, there are some people out there, they feel like they have to be Superman. They have to be Superwoman. They have to be super person if that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can't be, they feel, it's like the depression kicks in. It's like, well, why do I feel this way? Because I'm so used to having to take care of everyone else. Now everyone's life is stopping to help me. It's right. not stopping. They are pulling you along with them. Life is still going on. You just stumbled. That's what being a part of a community is really like. It's like a team. Your teammate goes down and get hurt. Do you leave them on the ground? No, you pick them up. Get them to the side. Get them the help that they need. Shut up, Michaela. Shut up.
But we get up.
In the service, in the Marines or whatever, when your partner goes down, do you leave them on the battlefield if they're injured? No. You try to pick them up and get them to safety. That's all that is. Just trusting that the person next to you that you're shoulder to shoulder with is actually going to be there to protect you and help you.
Come on, baby, with the word.
Come on now.
For a saint is just the sinner.
Okay. We thank you all so much for listening to this episode.
Yes, yes.
We would ask for your prayers, your well wishes. You know, if you do, what is it, the thing that they do where, like, they put the oil in a bowl and they chant. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just making stuff up. I'm thinking of, like, the Mystic Bones from That's a Raven. if you rattle the Mystic Bones.
Not Cleo.
Whatever it is.
Call me now for your Bomba Clock reading.
we're not asking for donations. We're not. But if you want to donate something, reach out to us. We'll tell you how to do that. If you don't want to do that.
I thought you were about to be like, doors of the church are open. Is there one today?
No. Send that collection plate around. Okay. Get around on the other side. But if you don't want to do that and you just want to send a message to us saying, hey, our prayers are with you, please do. Reach out to us any way that you can. Because we're going to need it. For sure.
Yes.
And we're gonna do our best to try to get another episode out to y'all next week. I don't want this media room that we're in, it's a step down, and I don't want Kayla to have to do too much of that. So if we can't do it, I'm letting y'all know now that we won't be able to. But if we do, it'll be a nice little bonus. Yeah. How does that sound?
Yes.
All right. So let's go ahead and wrap this thing up because we got to get some sleep.
Love you guys.
I didn't even get to say my thing yet.
Oh, my bad. Go back.
For Michaela.
Oh, you ready for me now?
For Michaela.
Love you guys. Thank you for everything.
I can't stand you. And Alfonso, we bid you a good day and adieu. Please remember to love each other, hug each other. If you're going to win.
You're going to win as a winner.
And if you're going to lose, you're going to lose as a loser and not as a quitter. Take care of yourselves. We love you. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.